just going to say this right away because you that guys burp just was heard gross. Some.
I just got it in my face.
Good, good. That's what you get for being late.
Hey, yeah, fuck seriously. You. Let me tell you something. I drive an hour.
And you just interrupted me.
I'm sorry. Seriously. I drive an hour here every fucking time and sit in bullshit traffic. So
actually, he called 43 minutes ago, so he drove for 43 minutes.
Yeah.
That's anyways, as I was saying, though, because I was trying to be nice and support my friend Josh here, you didn't hear our normal intro music. You just heard part of Josh's new album, King Lust.
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's an album.
Available very on impressed. iTunes and Spotify.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I didn't mean to be a dick, but...
Yeah, no worries. I mean, you're just a dick by nature, so...
Yeah,
I mean,
online.
Listen to his music if you want, duh. I guess, you know.
If you want.
If you want to support that kind of guy. Yeah, no, seriously, though. Welcome to Strange People, Weird World. My name is Greg Tanner. With me, as always, is Josh Hart, and with us most of the time is Steve McMahon.
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, my bad on the last.
Got to change the intro a little bit for Steve.
Yeah, it's all right, man, you know.
Oh, it's all right. Shit happens. You know, shit happens.
Happy to be here now.
Josh missed D&D last night, and his character died. But, you know.
Again?
No.
Damn.
I'm just kidding. You got knocked out and thrown into a bush.
That's really fucked.
Well, you know.
How many people do you have for D&D?
Six.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Six?
Seven, including
what's
me.
A typical game length? Or whatever the segment of the game.
Our sessions are 2.5
session.
Hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
Wait, so is Tyler playing, officially now?
I'm not sure, because him and Amanda got in a fight last night. So 5 or 6, maybe. We'll see.
Okay.
That's really lame.
They got, no, tell me they got in a fight over the game.
No.
Oh, damn. No. Okay. I wanted to see how serious you nerds took it.
No.
Oh, yeah.
They got in a fight before the show over whatever, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, or the show, the game. The game. The game is the show. That's all I have going on in my life.
What, now, there was a movie? Was there a movie Dungeon? Oh, that's Warcraft.
Warcraft. I'm thinking Warcraft. Yeah, they're doing World of Warcraft, yeah.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah. I mean, really, any, Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, that's all Dungeons and,
Really?
I'm not saying it is Dungeons and Dragons, but that's basically what Dungeons and Dragons is.
Oh,
you know, that medieval kind of, fantasy
kind
of world. You know, as our campaign is whatever I make the world, because I'm writing it, so.
Okay, interesting.
Yep. And, Josh's punter characters being, divinely punished for not showing up. And
dude, you know what?
Where were you? What happened?
I was fucking making some fire-ass music.
When he works and stuff, I forgive it, but he just, blew me off yesterday.
That's not
and,
even how
basically
it goes.
Said, fuck it.
Did you watch my live stream?
Pulled a Steve, as we like to call it.
Oh, yeah, did you call it?
Did you watch my live stream?
No, it just made me mad.
Because if you watched my live stream, you would have seen me been like, bro, I just forgot that I was supposed to go play Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, really?
And then I was like, fuck. So then I stopped it, and I had to, talk to the boy real quick, yo, all right. Yeah, I probably can't bring you to D&D. Bam. Then I started to
live stream. I understood about half the sentence.
Then I started the live stream again, and you immediately see me say, yo, shout out to my boy Greg, I'm sorry. I didn't make it to D&D because I fucking suck.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't watch it, right? Because it was only live.
No, you can rewatch it.
I have 24 hours. I'll probably post it to YouTube, to be honest.
Because I always support Josh, and I watch his stuff while I'm sitting on the toilet in the morning. And this morning I saw it, and it made me mad, so I skipped on past. I was like, you know.
Thick as fuck, do you know?
No, they don't want to hear this crap.
So that,
nope.
It's there.
Nope.
It's there. Okay.
I will edit this out of the show if you carry on.
I will edit this out of the show if you carry on.
I support Josh, but I won't let him promote his live stream.
I just fucking played your damn song, okay?
Yeah.
Put our normal intro back, and then I'll just sound like a crazy person. The show. Anyways, so today we're talking about The Call of the Void, or... L'Appel de Vide, as the French call it, and also recently been known as the High Places Phenomenon. Basically, have you ever been standing on the edge of a cliff and had that urge to kind of throw yourself off, or been driving in traffic late at night and just kind of had the urge to swerve into oncoming traffic?
Yes.
That's what they refer to as the Call of the Void.
Why did you say in French?
The French are the ones who coined the term, the Call of the Void.
Okay.
So again, there hasn't been a lot of studies into it. In 2012, Jennifer Harnes led a study at the Department of Psychology at Florida, so Florida State University, so God knows how well that went. And she dubbed it the high places phenomenon. But I think...
Dog just ripped ass.
Ooh, that's tough.
Nice. That's dog fights going on.
Down there, yeah. You got the two pit bulls over there.
Oh, that's hopefully rough. They'll start, like, dueling.
Oh, yeah, it came over here.
Hey.
This is rough. Dog. This is rough. So she dubbed it the high places phenomenon. And I... You know, her study's kind of cool, but I think it's just a very narrow spectrum of this whole kind of... I don't know what you would call it, you know, the call of the void. But she did a study with 431 people, and she really got into, like, anxiety and depression levels and things like that. And her real only outcome was the call of the void is potentially the mind's weird way of appreciating life or kind of affirming your will to live.
That makes sense.
So, you know, you think about this crazy thought and stop yourself from doing it. So
that's, yeah, that's, I don't think about, like, doing it. I think about, like, wouldn't it be crazy if I jumped off this or...
Isn't that the same thing?
Or, no, because it's not like you're... It's almost just like a, what if that happened, not, I want to do this, but I won't do it.
I
don't know. Is she saying there's a want in some people and they're just kind of just stopping themselves at the edge?
Kind of. I feel it driving.
Really?
Especially after a long trip or late at night road when you have, you know, really close intersecting lanes. Like, I just think about that feeling of, like, and I don't know. It's hard to differentiate between what you just said and what I might be feeling.
Right.
Because, you know, like, it could be a what if, but I feel like I've stopped my hand from really turning the wheel.
No, I've never gotten like that. I'm thinking myself. It's more on my end where it's, you're going down the road and there's cars passing. You're like, if I wanted to, I could just a little bit to the left and cause total mayhem.
See, now that's...
But I won't do, but there's no want behind it. It's just like, oh man, if I could do that, if I wanted to, I could do that.
Now that's something I super relate with too. And they call it the vertigo of possibility. When humans contemplate dangerous experiments and freedom, the idea that you can choose to do this.
Oh, yeah. And, like, I'm in control.
Yeah.
Because at any moment, I could just veer to the left a little bit.
Yeah.
Honestly,
and just
a foot.
Fuck everything up.
And I could kill myself, like, whoever's with me, other people, like, the whole nine, just cause a lot of pain to a lot of people.
And I actually had that recently. There's really good coffee at the gas station across from work, so I'll drive past work.
Gas station coffee,
They make this, like, cinnamon one. It's really fucking good. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
I just like it, yeah. So I went and got some, and I was sitting at the light looking at 120th, which is, you know, a really busy street here in Denver, and I just got that urge, like, I could just gun it, send my truck flying forward into this solid beam of, like, six-car traffic. And, you know, just chaos, you know, just be a monkey wrench in the everyday system. And,
well, I mean, it's interesting that people feel that, but, like, we have what? Let's just say this country has 330 million people, give or take. I mean, I don't know what the exact number is, right?
Yeah.
How many of those instances actually happen?
So,
where people act on them and just, like, boom, jumping off a cliff or something. Like, it doesn't really happen much, does it?
I mean, I feel like it...
And we're not I'm not talking about suicide.
But that is suicide.
No, I'm talking... I'm what I mean, premeditated suicide.
Yeah, okay. So just kind of like a, like, fuck it, in the moment suicide?
Like somebody literally answered the call of the void.
Yeah, or maybe they did.
Was at the Grand Canyon and just kind of, whoop.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, like, holy shit, we were just here with... You know, the family members, you know, dad, like, a whole thing, but he just answered the call.
Or some head-on collision at night was a guy like me who just tipped his hand 3 inches to the right on the steering
wheel. I wonder how often that stuff actually happens.
I don't know. I mean, because it wouldn't be reported that way. You know, car crash due to call of void.
Or, like, if they survived, how many people were like, I don't know. Is there any of that? Like, I don't know why. I just felt like doing it at that moment, and I did it.
I, I don't think you would say that. You would just, I lost control. I don't know what happened. I fell asleep or I got tired for a second, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they're all just answering the
So do you think this could be, like, the difference between, like, a serial killer and a normal person? Like,
no.
Because going to, back to the vertigo of possibility, this is something I've always been hesitant to talk about with people because I don't want to sound like a crazy person, and I never acted on any of these impulses, but I remember being in school, and you're lined up in these desks, so there's a person's head right behind you, like, say, a girl with a ponytail or something.
Yeah.
And I just have that thought, like, I could grab her hair and just whack. slam her head back into the desk.
Oh, yeah. So,
like, I never did it. Right. I've never, acted malicious towards anybody like that, but I've had those, like, I could do that.
Yeah. Everybody's had that growing up.
Yeah.
You ever watched The Good Son?
Was that Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was, like, a bad kid would do mean, like, things, like throwing that dummy off of a fucking bridge.
Oh, God, yeah.
Into traffic.
Yeah.
So, growing up, in school and stuff like that, everybody has those thoughts. I had those thoughts. And I remember watching that movie, and because I would have those thoughts, watching that movie and be like, oh, am I an evil son?
Mm-hmm.
Like that kid?
Yeah.
Who would, like, kill stuff. Like, I never killed animals or anything like that, but having those thoughts, like you just described,
yeah,
which is a normal thing, apparently, then you look at, you see something like The Good Son, you're like, oh, shit, am I like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're hesitant to even bring it up because you're like, oh, shit.
Kind of gives you that feeling. And, like, Miranda and I talk about it a lot. And, with your girlfriend – or, your wife. They're into that serial killer shit. Hardcore, podcasts and all that.
Yeah, Amber's totally into it.
And I got into one. There's one show I kind of listened to. I haven't for a while. But when you start really learning about the mindset of a serial killer and all that – there's not a lot separating you sometimes. Like, you have a lot of these impulses they have and thoughts they have. It's just, I feel like there's this fine line that they cross and then keep crossing, obviously, but...
Like serial killers.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's... Because they're sociopaths and they have no... It seems like a lot of them... We're talking about...
I think it seems like a lot
of distinctions. And it's only Amber that listens to that. Greg will clarify, I do not have a girlfriend.
I only
have a wife.
yes, Amber.
Yeah. So, but if you're talking about a sociopath, they don't have that line ever. Like, they just don't have any... They're completely apathetic.
Yeah.
They have zero empathy whatsoever for people, from what I understand. But the people that you're talking about just kind of flip out one day and just... go to that extreme. Like, we were talking about, I was listening to one, and they said that some guy, over a heated argument, I think it was his brother, killed his brother and his brother's family, set the house ablaze, and then went home and killed his own family, and then set his own house on fire so that it would look like somebody tried to kill both of them.
Crazy.
That's so dumb.
But it's like, how does a semi up to that point normal person just turn that switch and cross that edge?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think that seems a little personal.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe something happened. But you bring up a good point.
What would happen for you to kill your own own wife and kids?
Man, I just heard about somebody murdering somebody because they thought they stole their PlayStation, and then that person didn't even steal the PlayStation, but they're dead now because somebody thought they stole their PlayStation. Yeah, what is a PlayStation? $400 most? $200 now, maybe?
But it's just... I don't think it even matters to a person like that. Like, whatever the...
There's just some people, bro, that are just going to do that shit. Like, I feel like there are some people that will go to that extent, because there's been plenty of times... where I've wanted to beat the shit out of somebody or fucking kill a motherfucker, but I fucking don't. So
So going back to what Steve's saying, so serial killer, definitely, sociopath, no emotion, all that. So, and then going back to answering the call of the void, I want to talk about, and unfortunately this is becoming a really numb subject in our country, or just kind of looked past at this point, mass shootings.
Yeah.
Because these aren't serial killers.
Right.
These are people who have been living.
Yeah.
Whether or not they were fitting into society, I don't know. But they've been living, And do you think at one point they're just like, you know, fuck it, I'm going to try this out and see what happens? And
well, I don't know if it's about fuck it, I'm going to try this out, but I think once you get to that point, you literally have nothing else to live for.
I mean, nobody's really gotten to talk to any of these people because they...
Yeah, but
they
like...
End up,
but
either like, they end up killing themselves or they're like immediately in prison.
Yeah. Yeah.
The judge, they like put him in front of the judge. Is like, yeah, so, no, keep going. You're going right to jail. So I don't know.
I just think like, look, imagine yourself in that situation. What would it take for you to get to that point? Like, because that's something I've thought about a lot. I've talked to my friends about that shit a lot. Like, you know, like I'm glad I don't go to school anymore.
Yeah.
Because of that reason alone, it's like, you know, kids these days are fucking cruel. Like, they've always been cruel. Yeah. But, like, you know...
Well,
it's like,
just so many more ways to be now.
So many more ways to be cruel. There's a lot of this PC, like, society, which I feel like contributes. It makes people, like, weak mentally.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, we need to protect your feelings. Like, nah. Like, yeah, sure, people shouldn't be so mean, but, like, yo, like, words are words.
Yeah, but instead of, like, the problem... Yeah, exactly. I know, I completely agree, because instead of, like, saying, hey, you need to toughen up...
Yeah.
You're trying to tell people to soften.
But if you really research, like, if you're talking about bullying leading to this and things like that, if you research Columbine and things like that, those kids weren't bullied. Those were rich, privileged kids who actually were bullies.
And see, that's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. But, like, I mean, what I'm saying still is, like, you know, there's... You get to... You have, like, two ways. Like, yo, I have something to prove, and I want to, like, be... I have my, like, you know, my moment of, like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to die and just going to be famous for this. Or it's, like... You literally just are, like, ready to die. So how many people can you take with you? Like, I feel like that's the two avenues that you go down. Because otherwise, it doesn't make sense. And that you might as well be a fucking psychopath or a sociopath at that point. And so...
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't even know where to begin with it.
Yeah.
Because, again, it happens in so many different ways, too. It's, number one, the school shooters, which... I think they just... I couldn't even weigh in. I have no idea what's going through their head. Because, you know, we went through school. I never... Columbine was the one. But it happened before.
Yeah.
School shootings had happened before. I mean, Columbine was just like...
I was picked on since I was a little kid. I've had a dead body my whole life. Like, I was called fat. Like, I've always been very nice and kind of naive and very innocent until I got older. And just picked on a lot. And, like, I don't know. I mean, I've never felt that need.
No.
Or to lie. And I've been shooting guns since I was 5 years old. You know, my dad bought me a BB gun when I was five. I started shooting a 22 when I was six.
Yeah.
I had a 12-gauge shotgun when I was nine. So
what do you think? So what changed in the psyche that you said now we're seeing more? Is it the media portrayal?
I mean, I think definitely the first time it happened.
Better to become infamous?
I mean, once it became known you can do this, that definitely set off a trend, I guess.
I feel like, yeah.
But why is it higher here than other countries? I mean...
Media, for sure.
Is it media? I guess access to guns, too.
Access to guns.
As well as, like, maybe gun culture, I'm not sure.
But, yeah.
That's a whole nother discussion, but...
Yeah.
As far as, like, the mentality goes...
What percentage would you... I would say, like, I mean, 90% of them... die with the scene. Would you say that's probably correct?
Die at the scene?
Yeah.
I'd say
if not higher.
Yeah,
they get taken out.
Yeah. So, to think fame and media being an end goal...
They got to know the end goal is probably going to be death.
Yeah.
But again, at least you're known for something at that point, I'm thinking, that they feel like... they're lost, or they're not. Their voice isn't being heard, and they get frustrated. And I don't know.
So that's what I'm wondering is going back to the call of the void. Are they scratching that itch somehow? I remember being a little kid, and if you remember the movie Hook, where he gets to be in the room and break all the clocks. I've like one of my dreams as a little kid is just to be in like a China store or something like that with a baseball bat and just smash things, you know, just break things, break glass, smash through vases, things like that, you know, and just get to feel that chaos. And I can imagine that feeling can grow with people.
Oh, yeah. So you're saying these kids might just like, oh, what if I just shut up people?
Yeah, just to see how it feels.
And they just fucking.
And then they know there's repercussions in that.
They have to.
They feel like they had nothing to lose, so I'm just going to see how this feels and go down with it.
Yeah,
scratch that itch and
like playing your chips, like playing your hand. You know, like, do you want to go all in on this particular thing?
Yeah.
Or do you want to, like, you know, keep playing the game of life? Like, you still like, at what point do you decide that I've had enough? Like, I feel like it's a huge thing. So the Call of the Void, I feel like, covers it in that aspect, you know?
Well, I think the Call of the Void, like what you're saying, might be part of it. Yeah. And then it's exacerbated by the media. Yeah. Because I think once Columbine happened, there was a change. We all felt it. Yeah. We lived through it.
Yeah.
Not here, but just in the nation, there was a change. It's kind of like, for a while, nobody could break the 5-minute mile. Finally, then one person was able to run a 5-minute mile. Now that's like pretty common against like competitive runners. Yeah. You can easily break a 5-minute mile almost, but it took one person to do it. Mm-hmm. And then it was like the option was there. Yeah. So when Columbine happened and it was broadcast in the way that it was and the mm-hmm. coverage and the shooters and everything, right then it opened the floodgates that's an option to people.
Yeah.
That they can scratch that itch in that way. You know, if you bully, I'm going to get you. And then it's almost like that sparks in their head because they know that happens.
And then
it just multiplies on itself.
In the case of Columbine, those two were actually idolized temporarily. I mean, I've seen people who got tattooed.
Temporarily still people, it's like, it's like serial killers still get a ton of fan mail and stuff.
And if you do think they were some sort of heroes, do your research because they were two pieces of shit, and I have no qualms saying that.
Absolutely not. Yeah, they were garbage.
They were fucking human garbage, yeah. But again, you see the idolization that did happen and almost heroization because they got that, like, oh, they were picked on and they were bullied and they finally, they were fucking pieces of shit. But
like, unless someone was beating your ass every fucking day, you know, like you're getting raped or like someone like raping your mom or some shit, like it has to go
those fucking terrible things.
That's what I'm saying. It has to go that far for me to be like, okay, maybe. But like,
and again, you don't take it out on.
You don't take it on innocent people.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, you know, see, that's what I just don't get. And I fuck that, bro. All I'm saying is these people are like fucking crazy. The Vegas shooter, bro, fucking crazy. Like, you know, that guy, he knew he was going to die. He knew he could do it well, and he did. You know what I mean? And
the crazy is like how much thought was put into it. That's like, that's totally what separates it because there's one thing if like, say you're, you know, fighting, so you're scrapping with somebody and you're fighting and all of a sudden, you know, in the heat of the moment, you slam their head on the curb and they brain bleed and they die. That's
way different.
That's way different than like months of planning.
Yeah, man.
Stocking up on things, waking up in the and it's like, say, even for a human being to have that thought at night, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Say he's drunk. Say he's an angry guy, right? He's drunk. And gets hammered, and he starts thinking, like, oh, I could show these people whatever it is. They did me wrong. I hate that country singer. I'm going to get his fans or whatever it was. And he starts crafting out this plan. Well, maybe the next morning he wakes up. He's like, oh, what the fuck was I talking about?
That thought doesn't happen.
Right. That doesn't happen. Even after he sobers up, wakes up the next day, eats a good meal, it's like, nope, still going to go on that killing spree.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Like, that's just a different level of, like, evil or just garbage.
And that's what it is. That's what I boil it down to, bro. Like, that's why I feel like it's so hard to understand.
Yeah, it's not evil. It's just it's just you got enough people, bro. You're going to have a bad egg.
Yeah, okay, but,
that's
like,
it.
I feel like you can still say that's pure evil because there's no reason.
I think evil denotes, like, a evil. So something more spiritual to it, like an evil thing, where it's just like...
Yeah, but like evil could be just like the lack of some type of spirit. Like you have... There's nothing there. Like, so...
Right.
Chaos and destruction literally just...
Right, I think it might just be like their brain isn't functioning well. Like that rational thought process doesn't work too well. Like, I don't know what it is, but at the end of the day, you have enough people on this planet. You have 7 billion people on this planet. You're going to get some... fucked up people.
No, I agree.
That's it. That's just by the, you know, the law of averages.
Mm-hmm.
That's not an evil, good thing like that. Sure, you can debate that all you want. And that's, again, that's even another subject. But I just think it's their hardware might be off.
Yeah,
maybe. That might be it. And they, I mean, look at, I think they showed the people that were incarcerated, something like 80% were tested, like they took a poll and 80% of those tested And my numbers may be way off. So I'm throwing out there a reiteration of a gist of something I heard. But they said that the CTS? Basically, they had concussions. Mm-hmm. And after the concussions, they were more violent.
The football player thing.
Yeah.
Ray Rice and all that.
Absolutely. But a lot of convicts had concussions before. And they might be prone to more violent behavior.
Maybe that's why I like punching things.
I say heads up, guys. I had a concussion in fourth grade.
There you go. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, who knows? I just think you're making that many people on this planet. Like, some are just going to be wired wrong.
I agree. You look at...
Bottom line, you get 10 kids. You have 10 kids. One kid's going to be messed up. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just 10 people. Okay?
Yeah, my parents had two, and both are messed up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
No, man. I just feel like, you know, if you want to go, you know, just not, I guess, the spiritual realm, yeah, obviously you're going
to
have...
Really That's it, man. I think it might just boil down to hardware and a lot of them.
But I would also agree that, like, on the spiritual side, for those of us that believe in stuff like that, they're just evil people out there. It's unexplainable because there's no reason. I can never come to the conclusion as to why I would actually wake up and do something like that any time ever. Because, like you're saying, that rational thought you might have the next morning that you're going to do it, it gets you, bro. Like, you're like, yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
I mean, it just comes down to a basic lack of empathy.
Yeah. Lack of empathy, in my opinion, can equate to evil.
It can, you're saying. I mean, I understand what you're saying.
It makes you an asshole.
It's the evil thing that it just gets, like, what? Like,
I kind of agree with Steve. Evil kind of denounds, like, a power.
Like, Satan has got the puppet strings. Like, let's do some more evil deeds.
Like, a demonic almost follows with evil.
Yeah, like little Nicky's in the corner trying to get you to do something. Yeah.
Little Nicky.
You know, I just think there's something fucked up with them. That's it. It's if you look at something scientific, you look at an organic being like we are, you're going to get people with like three arms. You know what I mean? You're going to get people who just don't work right. Yeah. So the same thing with their brain. So their brain it's just not working.
It's unfortunate to say with the human race is the only one that saves everything that's born.
Yep.
Because in the animal kingdom, if you're not born right,
it's like
you're not going to make it.
Yeah. It's like tossing you.
I actually just recently found out about dogs because I had to stop one of mine from killing my own.
Yeah.
If a dog is sick, another dog, even one that's lived with it for years, will kill it.
Respect.
Yeah. I mean, when mine was on the ground seizuring, Tula came over and went for Furley's neck, and I had to pick her up by her scruff and put her in a kennel, like to take.
I ask why, like you'd know, like
I mean, I guess to take her out of her misery, I guess.
Oh my God, really?
So I kind of looked it up, and it's a common thing if a dog is sick.
Oh wow!
They'll take it out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's almost like she knew, you know, Fairly seizuring and wasn't gonna make it.
Yeah,
so she just came to put her out of her misery.
Yeah, so like if we did that as humans, and you saw like the guy who hasn't slept in days and he's sharpening knives and is in the dark and hasn't showered and he's got a map of somebody, you know, he's sick.
Yeah.
As a society, we should probably pop him out.
Well, no, that's what I agree with, man. Like, okay. The FBI, remember when the whole Florida shooting happened? The school shooting?
The nightclub or the school?
The school. The school shooting. That.
Which one?
The one, the most recent one.
Okay.
So that guy.
What's sad is that I'm like, which
shooting? Yeah, I know, like shooting? Which one, right? Like,
yeah, which mass shooting?
Yeah, that's the most
that's saddest part.
But, you know, like, there's this whole talk about, like, you know, gun control and shit like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, honestly, they talked about that whole, like, lack of communication between the FBI and, like, you know, like, local police departments as far as, like, what information is transferred to them. So those people that are, you know, that are fucking weird that, you know, might get reports and shit, that shit never makes it to them. To like the FBI to watch these people and, you know, potentially say like, no, you probably shouldn't buy a gun like because of your tendencies or
anything. Oh, you're talking about like gun control and stuff like that. And so just their history, mental health. So we need to make it. Yeah. And that's
Florida's real loosey goosey.
Yeah. That's where, Yeah, and that's a discussion for, like, gun control and stuff like that. Well, no, it does fit in with, like, listen, this person isn't right.
Yeah.
Bottom line, they're not right mentally. They're sick in the head. That's a sickness. You have to deal with it.
Yeah.
People become mentally ill. Not just, like, that's like saying...
Like, you didn't give this person a driver's license.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. But you have to look at it because in the way that you can have a stomach ache and you feel sick. Right?
Yeah.
You can also have cancer. So mental illness is the same way where somebody might just be a little off and like, let's not give that person, like maybe they just need to be flagged for a gun. And then there's some people you're just like, absolutely not. That person doesn't get any type of weapon. You know, we really got to keep a leash on them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's different degrees that people don't even take into account. They just say like mental illness, either that person's mentally ill or not.
But again, the scary ones are just that come out of nowhere. You know, this guy in Frederick who just killed his family and now he's sitting in jail. And, you know, I talked to somebody who knew the guard who's like watching over him, and this guy just murdered his family and doesn't give a fuck. You know, he's just he exercises, he reads, and he goes to bed every day. He's never cried, he's never shown.
Yeah, you know. That's fucked.
Yeah, that's a sociopath.
Do you? Yeah.
Question. That's a person who has zero empathy for what he just did.
It's just crazy. How does that...
And why does it affect men more than women?
Actually, I bought Miranda
a book. Or maybe they're just better at they like, are. Hiding it.
I bought Miranda a book on female serial killers. They're fucking another level.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and nobody suspects them either.
Yeah, they just poison.
They go on. Yeah. From target to target. It's insane.
Yeah, you gotta watch out for them later.
Yeah, guys are like, wow, I'm going out with a bang.
Yeah, well,
I'm going out with a gun.
It makes sense because women are more like, you know, I feel like, I feel like maniacal is a really harsh word, but they can be, you know, a little bit more like malevolent in their ways that they plan.
More stealthy.
Yeah, 100%. Men are just very like verbose, like we're gonna fuck shit up. That's why I came here.
Oh, yeah.
Patton Oswalt describes it perfectly when he's talking about his daughter and children in general. You know, if you have boys, boys fight, they get mad at each other, they punch each other, and it's over.
Yep.
Girls fight, and then they don't talk, and then you catch a girl making a box. What's the box for? Oh, you won't know. Until you're in it.
Jesus.
Shit like that.
That shit is real, bro.
Yeah, that's completely it.
Because there's been plenty of motherfuckers that I've fought, like, in my past, and, like, you know, that I was not fucking with at all. And I was like, yo, bro, like, nah, like, we scrap, and, like, it's game over after that. Like, we're cool. We say what's up to each other at school and shit. Like, what's up, man?
Like, this was in high school. You don't do this anymore. Like,
oh, because I don't fight people.
Okay,
now. But, yeah, no, like, in middle school.
He's moved on to animals, man. Come on.
Like, in, like, middle school. Yeah. Oh, shit, even elementary school, bro. Like, I've been fighting since I was in school. Like, from the beginning of school to, like, almost the end. Been fighting motherfuckers, bro, all the time.
So, yeah, you don't. It doesn't exude.
When did Josh turn into a gangster rapper sitting next to me all of a sudden?
Yeah,
bro. See, I just
motherfucker, I've been fighting motherfuckers and motherfucker all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn shit, son.
I'm sorry. That's just how. That's,
me a little pee on the block.
Yeah,
this is who I used to be, bro.
You're so angry, man.
I used to be an angry motherfucker, bro. I'm telling you. I don't know.
Okay, so
I don't. I really don't know.
So what was it? I wasn't angry in high school. I was not an angry.
In high school, I know.
You're pretty passive. Yeah,
in high school, I was.
So you said you were because you were trying to
fight. When were you angry then?
And why were you, what were you so angry about?
Elementary.
So we're trying to peer into like an angry kid's brain. Okay. This is exactly what this whole conversation.
What stop? Yeah, and then what's what?
All right. Well, let's do this. All right. Yeah. So like you know, I feel like it's probably a lot of just like my parental shit. My parents were divorced like when I was a really young kid. I saw that shit happen. Okay. Like I saw them like get in that fight. That was like, all right,
So you went and stole lip gloss and everything like that from the it was a Big Mouth episode where you know they start acting out and because of the parents' divorce and everything.
I mean, I would say it's probably what it partially was as to a contributor because I really couldn't tell you why I was always upset, but. Like, I just, you know, I'd fight my fucking friends. Like, they'd piss me off on purpose because they thought that shit was funny. But, like, I'd just get, like, fucking mad, bro. Like, I'd just lose my shit.
You were probably smaller than them, I'm guessing.
Oh, yeah. I was always a smaller guy.
So something to prove.
Were you that kid where, like, an innocent yo mama joke went off and you just flew off the handle? Like, you don't talk about my mama!
Yeah.
Yeah, started, yeah, started punching people.
Really?
I remember that kid.
Yeah.
Really?
I was that kid, yeah.
Oh, man.
I remember that. So I'm like, saying, like, hey, you can't say your mama jokes around Josh. Like, really?
Oh, you were that guy?
For a while.
Especially being
bro.
The black guy, too. You guys are usually, black people are so much better with ribbing on each other.
Yeah.
It's so, like, it's fun. Oh, my God. They're the best. And just ripping on each other, like, back and forth, ripping each other apart, like,
well, see, that's the thing. Like,
it's
I didn't really
so
grow
funny.
Up with
so
that.
You were, oh.
So, like.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Like, I mean, here's the thing. Like, I used to kind of be the, like, outcast of, like, my family my age. Like, 100%.
Were you, like, the black goth kid?
Yeah, but I wasn't goth.
Right, but, like, you were, like.
Yeah.
You know.
So, like, you know, my cousins would always tell me, like, oh, you got the good hair and shit, like, making fun of me.
Really?
Oh, you're whitewashed, this and that, blah, blah, blah.
I wouldn't
like,
say that about your hair at all.
What is that good hair?
My hair's not nappy, bro. Like, I don't have nappy hair. I have really nice, thick, curly, you know.
You do have beautiful hair when it's long. It's,
thank you, bro. I appreciate it. Fuck you,
right,
Steve.
Sure. It's all relative.
You're the first one bald, nigga. I don't want to hear, bro.
I know. My hair had its time. It had its heyday. So he was like, it's retiring now.
Yeah. So like, that was like my childhood, bro. But then I grew up. You know, I almost fucking died.
Yeah.
Of hypothermia.
Why?
So I was.
Oh, you can't swim.
Fuck you.
Wait, no. Can you swim?
I can swim.
Oh, okay.
Is that why you don't swim now?
Yeah.
No. So here's the story. First time I
went to a lake.
Yeah, I did. But
okay. Yeah.
It was cold as fuck. So
right.
I was in. I think what was it? Shadow.
Should have fought that water.
Shadow Mountain Lake. Yeah. I was in Shadow Mountain Lake. Me and my friend Nate.
Fight any element. Yeah.
We were fishing on like a little pedal boat. You know those little pedal boats.
That's the post office.
In the middle of this.
First
lake.
Of all, it's paddle boat.
No, not a paddle boat. A pedal boat. You use your fucking feet to pedal and fucking move around the water.
Isn't it a paddle boat?
I think those are still paddle boats. You're thinking of a paddle board is the motion you just made.
Either way.
And
right, where you sit down like in your
paddle,
chair
yeah,
and there's two people
boat.
And you okay. use your
yeah.
feet, right?
Paddle boat.
A paddle.
Yeah.
Boat.
Yeah. And if you're in a really nice place, it's like the shape of a swan or something cool.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So
yeah. Paddle boat.
I was in one
you
of those.
You were saying paddle boat.
Sorry.
Right?
I was in one of those. Carmen, please stop. I was in
there's
one of those.
There's a whole Reddit sub, like a subreddit for like things like that when people spell out. Like stuff like what are you talking about? And it's like
you mean for people
pedal boat.
People who don't learn good?
Yeah.
Anyways, we're in the fucking middle of this reservoir. Yeah. And
no, we already got the story, we just boring.
This you know? Yeah. Alright, well fuck it.
No.
It doesn't matter. I'm not telling the fucking
I guess
story.
You fell out. And,
yeah, I fell out. I got fucking cold trying to fucking save the boat because my friend's an idiot. And he didn't think to save the fucking boat that we need to get back to the fucking house with. So I'm the only one trying to save the boat. I fall in the water. Fucking drenched in, like, you know, below 30 degree water. I start fucking shaking.
Right.
Coast Guard saves us. This fucking first boat they ever got of this whole
where
town.
Was this?
In Shadow Mountain Lake, bro. And so also when I first started believing
where,
in God.
Where's that?
So.
Is that here in Colorado?
Yeah.
And the Coast Guard came, you said?
Yes.
That operates on the coasts.
That's not, you can't have a Coast Guard in the lake.
Bro, I swear to God.
To the park ranger.
It's a park ranger.
I was
which coast were you on here in Colorado?
Yeah. Oh, fuck you guys. You guys are lame.
The Coast Guard is on the coast.
I understand that.
Hence, the Coast Guard.
But that motherfucker said Coast Guard, so.
I doubt the Coast Guard's posted up at a mountain lake.
I almost died.
That's totally fine. I
became a better
that.
Person because
so,
I almost died.
Wait,
I found
that's,
God.
You found
and I was
God?
Like, yo, yes.
Oh, okay. How did that happen?
I was like, bro, like, I'm going to fucking die. Like, I knew it.
P.S. There's no results for Shadow Mountain Lake Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. Right.
So I just, you know, I was like, you know what, bro? Nate was like, you know, Josh, I don't know if you really believe in God or whatever, but we need to fucking pray. Like,
who said that?
My boy Nate. He's like, just try it.
So what was happening when this was going on?
We were trying to fucking pedal back to our fucking house that we were staying at.
Right.
And the waves were just so intense. We could not fucking move, bro. And I'm, like, fucking shivering, like, passing out.
Okay.
Like, it's not good.
Right.
And so, like, we just, like, we're like, fuck it. Like, I don't know. I'm just going to fucking die if we don't fucking
really?
Find the way back.
How far out were you?
About, I'd say at least half a mile.
Jesus, so you were out there.
Yeah. So, like.
In fucking cold water.
Cold
damn.
Water.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
We were back in the boat, obviously.
Oh, you flipped a boat over.
No, so the boat fucking luckily stayed on shore. I ran to go grab it. But I'm fucking freezing. Like, I'm wearing, like, long clothes. Like a sweater.
But what do you mean it went on shore? I thought you were already out.
See, this is why you don't fucking interrupt my story, Steve.
No, you're just not telling it correctly.
Yeah, we thought the Coast Guard pulled you
at
this point.
Okay.
Yeah, you're all over the map, dude.
It's because you guys keep interrupting me.
So,
So I'm in the boat. We're there. Fishing.
Yep.
Middle of this fucking reservoir. It's huge.
Okay.
And we literally look behind us. There's a fucking wall of storm. I've never seen.
I thought
it
was a lake. You said reservoir.
It's that.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding with you. Okay.
So there's a fucking storm. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
All of a sudden it just fucking
came out of nowhere.
Really?
And it just starts hailing. Fucking waves are going crazy. It's raining like a bitch.
Oh, shit.
And like we're like sitting like, what the fuck do we do? We're like 13 years old.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We're like young as fuck. Like, what the fuck? So we're trying to get over to the other side because that's the only thing that makes sense. Like, all right, fuck it. Let's just try to get over there. We're already getting like wet from the rain and the hail, getting hit in the back of the head and shit. We get there. Nate just jumps off. We get to the shore. Nate jumps off and just runs. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, we need the boat.
Yeah.
So I tried to jump, and I had a string on it. And I fucking, you know that movie shit where you hit a soft patch of dirt? Literally fucking happened to me. And I fell backwards into the fucking water. I'm freezing my ass
Wait,
off.
What? You hit a soft patch of dirt?
Yeah, trying to jump from the boat onto shore.
Or were you in?
Oh, okay. So it was on like a hill or something like that? Like a little
Yeah, so like
a little
here's
mountain?
Like here's shore. Okay.
Yeah,
here's the boat. Like,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
like half a foot of jump to get to the fucking.
I see. And you hit a soft patch
hit the
on
edge
the
of
edge of the. Okay.
Yes. And I fucking fell.
It was like a lip.
Like a lip.
Of land.
And it just
okay.
collapsed under my foot and I fucking fell in the water.
Oh, okay.
So,
could you stand right there?
Could
you stand up?
I don't know. I don't think I was thinking about, like, can I stand right here? I just fucking tried to jump and not be in the water.
No, I'm saying when you went into the water, could you stand up?
Oh, yeah.
You were able to stand up, but
yeah.
then you're drenched and
yeah.
it's freezing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're trying to, like, find cover for a second. I was like, Nate, why the fuck did you leave? We need the boat.
Yeah.
That's right. This is a hypothermia story, a drowning story.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm like, all right. So I just run to go get the boat. Nate follows me. We get in the boat, and we're trying to go back to the house.
Okay.
So I cannot die.
Got it.
And we can't do it. We've tried for like 10 minutes at this point to just keep going back that way, but the waves are too strong and just keep pushing us back. So I'm shivering, like literally fading, like passing out. And Nate's just like, Josh, I know you don't really like, you know, believe in God too much, but just fucking pray. Bro, I kid you not. Literally 30 seconds after we fucking prayed, bro, the fucking park ranger pulls up in this fucking like speedboat looking thing. And pulls our whole boat off of that, puts it on theirs.
I don't appreciate the way you air quoted park ranger.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, seriously. He saved your ass.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
yeah,
not playing is.
Well, I called him.
Dude, he was a real park ranger.
Yeah,
Josh.
Yeah.
I called him a fucking Coast Guard, so that's even better than a park ranger. Either way, what I'm saying is he pulls us on there, and this, you know, they have blankets and shit. And he, a grown ass man, is like trying to keep me warm and hugging me. I'm 13 years old. I'm shaking this grown ass man. He's like, what the fuck? He's like, okay. Yeah, we need to get you back, like, immediately. So we get back. I'm in the fucking...
Wait, where was the shore that you got onto?
So it's imagine a big-ass circle.
Yeah.
There's a mountainous little range over here. On the other side, there's this cavern.
The listeners, first of all, can't hear. You can't see what you're saying.
Okay,
but.
So imagine a circle.
So
one
on the west end of this lake, there's
so you're
a giant
in the
mountain.
Yeah, you're in the middle. It starts hailing.
So let's say north
So instead
south,
of going back...
Which we couldn't.
Why couldn't you?
Because the waves had already started once that storm started coming in. By the time we would have tried to get back, it would have pushed
us. Oh, it was much further.
So we're saying if you needed to head west, the waves were pushing you east, basically.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
So they're pushing us the opposite
So you're
direction.
Like, all right, fuck it, let's just keep going. You tried to jump on the shore. You fell back into the water. You said, oh, shit, get back in the boat because we got to pedal this thing back.
Yeah. I need to, like, not be wet right now.
Right. Okay.
So
you got back in the boat, got back in the water. Okay.
Yep.
You're just bad at telling stories.
Maybe I am.
Yes, 100%. and then
in comes
the Lake Coast Guard.
The park rangers.
Yes.
And they take us back to shore. And we're in the ambulance, and they tell us, you know, you guys are the first person we've ever had to use that on. Like, we literally just
got
this thing. No, the fucking speedboat.
Oh.
Because it's just, like, small town. Like, it's not fucking, you know, like.
So do you think that was God buying the speedboat?
It just, the chance, bro. Like, literally just how it happened.
So you think it was divine intervention?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah, like, that might sound fucking crazy to you, but
that is. It does.
That's fucking, 100%. That's how I feel. I don't think I'm that lucky to fucking get saved like that.
Why?
Nah, bro. I don't know. Well, it just doesn't make sense to me.
It was small. They didn't have anything else going on.
Hey, man. But why the fuck did they need to buy that shit? You know what I'm saying?
Because they...
yeah, sure.
They needed to be well-equipped
anyway,
in case some dumbass...
Are you kidding me? Have you seen the... Because they just had to probably use up, you know, a surplus or something.
Yeah, they'd use up surplus.
Yeah.
And,
you know, either
you
way...
You not seen the army vehicles that the cops, like regular police forces, have nowadays? It's absurd. It's absolutely absurd.
I don't care.
Really
that's
funny.
When I found God, and that's what I'm sticking to.
Hey,
really?
Cool.
So
I'm not saying it couldn't be enlightened about, like, ah, oh, life's worth living and stuff like that. Totally. Near-death experiences, I'm sure, play that. But, hey, I mean, whatever works for you. If you think it's divine intervention, that's...
And at any point did you feel the call of the void?
Mm-hmm. No.
All right.
I ran away far as fuck, as far as I could, bro, from the void. I did not want to go there.
All right.
I was terrified of dying. So... Okay. I was like, I'm 13. This is the first time I've ever gone on vacation with anyone other than my family. And this was the first day of this 10-day vacation.
It was just you and one other person?
It was me
and
my friend and his parents. And
oh, his parents, okay. I was like, 13, you guys going on vacation?
So, I'm just saying. And then after that, I noticed a lot more divine interventions in my life.
Sure, it's like when you you first buy a certain kind of car, all of a sudden you start noticing it everywhere.
Yeah,
there's like a scientific
reason. Sure, I mean, like that could be it, but I doubt it.
No, I'm pretty sure that's it.
No,
it's because once you kind of have it to notice, you start to notice it.
You know, Steve.
Actually, after Miranda and I bought an Xterra, just everybody in Denver followed along with us.
No, yeah, is that why?
They drove out of town, bought up all the Xterras, and drove them back here into Denver.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what happened. So back to the Call of Void. So Steve, you're more along with that the vertigo of possibility that we were talking about.
Yeah,
you,
yeah.
You could see yourself throwing a wrench in the gears of things happening.
Yeah, yeah.
But you've never really felt that. Because I've definitely felt it, you know, when they're referring to the high place phenomenon, that, like, almost, it's almost like a twitch.
Oh, yeah, I don't feel like any twitch when you're there,
Josh. Because they say 1 in 3 people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 1 in 3 people feel the call of the void.
I mean,
do you say you really felt that urge to take that step, or...
I feel like if I said I haven't, I feel like I'd be lying, because, like, I'm sure... I couldn't tell you an exact moment of, like, yeah, this has happened, but I've had those thoughts before. Where, like, I'm like, yeah, like, I want to fucking just jump off this. Like, too bad I'll die, but like.
So the French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre,
mm-hmm.
Sorry, Jean-Paul, for ruining your last name.
I'm pretty sure it's Jean.
Jean. Jean. I thought it was
Jean-Paul.
Jean-Paul.
Yeah.
He says, quote, it's a moment of existentialist truth about human freedom to choose to live or die, which I guess goes back to what that first lady said. You're kind of reaffirming your will to live. And I still don't like that answer.
Why?
It makes sense, though, because you could be standing at the edge of a cliff and you're like, I could jump off and die right now. But I'm not going to. I'm going to choose not to.
Yeah. It definitely, I guess, does reaffirm.
Yeah. Like, I could very easily just do this.
Yeah. It's hey, I could totally have sex with that woman, but I shouldn't.
Nope, that's definitely not it, because you need consent. And
you didn't let me finish. Nope, Steve, shut the fuck up.
Man, sorry.
We could totally have sex right now, but you have a man, so no.
No, see?
That's where I was going.
Now we're assuming that she...
Obviously, I'm not
agreeing to with you, and I don't want to promote.
I can't stand this right now.
I think I would slide into the vertigo of possibility. I have this relationship. I have this trust with Miranda, and I could throw a monkey wrench into it at any time if I wanted to. But I definitely choose not to. The same way,
it's appreciating the value of what you have.
You're single. You can't talk. Yeah, like
the same way at work. You know, I could walk down a row of tables and just start flipping chairs and flipping tables over and smacking shit off. You know, smacking forks out of people's hands and things. And like,
actually, you know what?
Sorry,
I just got really excited.
You know, obviously, I would face repercussions, but like, it would. Those people would remember that forever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's like the Dane Cook joke.
Oh,
he said, yeah, you want to, he goes, you want to have a last impression on somebody? He goes, you just walk up to a 5-year-old and just take the ice cream cone and shove it in their face. Be like, you remember me forever.
Yeah.
And that kid would remember that
forever,
for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some person, and they remember your face, shoved an ice cream cone in your face.
Yeah. Just so out of the norm. So
that's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah, it is. It's a you've just established a legacy to so one person, though, you know.
So one of the last explanations is that people say humans in general have the urge to self-sabotage.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
You think so?
Yeah.
I know so. It's a fucking shitty quality to have.
In what way?
All humans, they're saying? Like, as an average
Yeah, like, the human race in general has an urge to self-sabotage.
I do it a lot in relations. You know what I'm saying?
Like, relationships.
Like relationships. Did you say relations?
Relations. Yeah.
Relations.
Fucking Mrs. Clump over here.
Relations.
Yeah, when I have relations.
Sexual relations. All right. I just mean, like, you know, though, like, the slightest bit sometimes of just, like, me second-guessing myself, I will completely just, like, ride with that and fuck everything up.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Like, it's something that I wish I could control more. Like, I've tried to get a hang of it, but, like, you know, I tend to fuck myself over all the
fucking time. So do you feel that it could ever escalate and translate into something more dangerous?
Like me beating the shit out of somebody? Fuck yeah.
Like you... Yes. Yeah.
That almost happened. But I didn't do it, so...
Or, you know, some girl broke your heart one night and you just kind of fucking drive your car off a bridge or something like that?
Nah,
that one second thing. Like, you did it, now you're falling off a cliff, totally regretting it.
Yeah.
No,
it takes us 1 second.
Yeah, but for 1 second, you twisted the steering wheel.
Like, I don't think I'll ever go that far. Like, trust me, there's been plenty of thoughts in my mind of, like, what if I killed myself, like, to get even? That's super petty, and that's really dumb. But, like... As far as that ever goes is, like, I send a text message I shouldn't send.
And again, I think that's a reaction. This is saying the urge to sabotage yourself.
No. So I don't have the urge to sabotage myself. Like, I feel like that's not everything.
I can't relate to this one either.
Yeah, no. I never, like, I'm going to fuck
maybe
myself over.
Self-preserve, if anything.
Yeah.
People won't... people will... prevent themselves from going after their dream sometimes because they got a 9-to-5.
If that's self-sabotage, then yes.
That's me as self-preservation.
Yeah.
More than self-sabotage. They, you know, they will stop themselves from being too successful because with, like, success comes a lot of responsibility. Like, so people get scared by success.
Yeah.
And actually, something being successful, they get scared of that. So they will, in the end, self-sabotage themselves for that. Because they don't want to, you know, to get to that next level, to get from a, you know, I don't know, a six-figure company, you know, doing really good, to get to a $5 million company. I mean, it takes a lot. And then, you know, you're hiring on people and then you're in charge of a lot of people and you're in charge of a lot of people's, like, income and the growth and the future of the company. And all of a sudden you're like, holy cow, like, there's a lot that needs to be done. So I think that can be transferred to relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is going really good with this girl, so I'm going to do something to mess it up because it would be really good, and then it would lead to marriage and long-term relationships and families. And I don't know if I'm ready for that. So let's it's almost like self-preservation and leads to self-sabotage.
That's what I mean.
You think that feeling could be simplified to, or maybe expanded to, life in general? So a guy. God, it's hard to even put, you know, so you're near, well, we'll just keep using the cliff as an example. So you're near that cliff and you thought you were fine and all of a sudden life just catches up with you for that 1 second and it matches with that urge of right where you're.
It's just like a timing thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like if you had like the worst day of your life. Like the Joker's motto as a
again, I think that's a reaction.
Yeah.
The urge to self-sabotage. I'm really trying to get my hands on this as to what that exactly means.
I mean, I feel like the best way to explain it and how I perceive the idea of self-sabotage is exactly what Steve just said.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. I think that's what they're talking about. Yeah.
Like you sabotage yourself to preserve yourself.
I don't think it's the void thing we've been talking about. Yeah. I think those are two different things.
Carmen, please, no.
I don't think it translates.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, of the theories we've talked about, and again, you've got this lady who did the whole study just to come up with, it's an affirmation of your will to live. That's kind of talked about a lot. There's another one I really don't like. The guy saying it's a need to gamble, almost as in conquering your fears. So, if you think your worst outcome is...
Okay, no, I can see that. Because, look, there's a lot of times.
If someone has a fear of heights, their instinct is to gamble against it by jumping from that high place. Future gain is not as immediate as avoiding present danger. Fear of heights and fear of death are not so connected. Fear of death holds an emotional distance that other, less abstract fears don't. Therefore, jumping solves the fear of heights immediately. Then you're confronted with fear of death problem.
Mm. That's hype.
That's hype, he says. Okay. Yeah, you summed it up nicely.
Yeah. I mean...
That's interesting.
The fear of stuff is always interesting.
Yeah.
Fear of death, fear of...
So you're...
Falling.
Almost challenging your fear in this moment. Yeah. The call of the void. You're challenging your fear. So that's kind of another...
way of looking at it?
Way of looking at it.
But then... To, like, jump. You know? But it... Because the call of void also is, like you said, just doing anything. It's not... It's turning into oncoming traffic. Yeah, like, yeah. What's the fear there that you're trying to overcome?
Dying.
Death?
Or fucking up your car or having to pay for whatever the fuck you just did.
Do people do that with, like, the number one? Like, what is the number one fear? Like, public speaking? Yeah.
So, again...
Like, do people just stand there, like, ready to, like, pretend to go on stage?
And I agree. Be like, I agree
at any moment, I could just go up and start speaking.
I agree with you that it doesn't fit. I think a lot of these solutions are just tackling
I'm gonna go give a TED talk.
A sliver of this.
Yeah.
I really like, from the beginning, what you got to almost right away, I was going to kind of work my way to it, is that vertigo of possibility. Mm-hmm. I just think it's an urge to be able to create the unnorm, the abnormal, make the abnormal happen, throw a wrench in the gears of the common life.
Yeah, and that's the only thing I've ever... It's never been any urge to, like, jump or anything. Yeah. It's just like, oh, I probably could, but I won't do it. Or,
yeah, you know. That's what I can relate to the most out of all of this.
Yeah, I agree. But, yeah, maybe the people who really do just end up switching it.
Yeah.
The time meets it just right. The day, the thought, whatever it is that they say, good, I'm going to do this, and then they jump.
And then, going back to what you were about to say with the Joker and the, like you said, one bad day.
Yeah, but how often does that happen? Like, again, you feel it mostly on, like, again, when you're standing at the edge of a cliff or doing something normal. People who are suicidal, like, they scale a building. They go on a ledge. They're not just, like... Like I said, on vacation, they're just kind of looking over and be like, yeah, you could probably do it. Like, that's where it's kind of squirrely for me.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. So how often do people get it and they really act on it? I don't know. I don't think it's that much.
I can't see it being that much either. Well, cool. You guys, if you have any thoughts on this or experiences and you'd like us to talk about it, feel free to email us at spweirdworld@gmail.com. And
@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you know how to use mail, you would have figured that out.
I tell you, some people would.
Add in that @ symbol. That's the A with the circle around it, everyone. I would love to hear anybody's experiences on this, thoughts on this. I think it's a pretty interesting subject. I know we were kind of all over the place with lake stories.
Talking about Coast Guards.
Coast Guard. Colorado Coast Guard.
Yeah, Colorado Coast Guard.
But other than that...
it's like the it's like the Air Force submarine.
Yeah, anybody have anything else for today? I think we're close to it.
I'm good.
I think you're good.
Josh looks bitter.
Yeah. I am bitter.
Josh looks bitter at the end of this one.
Fuck you guys.
Because he was at a lake with waves and a Coast Guard.
Yeah, bro.
Other than that, hey guys, check out Josh's new album, King Lust. It's on iTunes and Spotify. It is actually fantastic. And there's also another single called Dance in the Sun. That's my favorite song.
It's Greg's jam.
I listen to it, quite a few times a day.
Hell yeah.
You know what, guys? I need you to just do us a favor and rate us on iTunes if you're listening on iTunes. If you're if you have Spotify, make sure you follow us on Spotify. Click that follow button. Start listening to us through Spotify.
Favorite your episodes like.
If you're using an app, I'm not really sure why at this point, because I feel like everybody, if you have an Android or an iPhone, you'd have Spotify or iTunes. Like, that's it, if you are using an app, that's cool. But it's cool if you can get on iTunes and give us a 5-star rating, leave a little comment there. And the biggest thing we really need you to do right now, because, you know, we don't advertise ourselves or anything like that, is, you know, tell a friend about the show that you think might like it.
Yeah, like, you know, the guy that goes to work every day for, like, you know, 8.5 hours and does nothing, something very monotonous.
Yeah.
Tell him.
We'll make tell his him about life the show. That guy who rides the bus every day, tell him about the show.
Yeah, we'll make his life better.
Yeah.
You guys can just laugh at me all day.
Yeah, the same way we've enriched your life, we would love to enrich others.
Yes.
And other than that, guys, why don't you go ahead and keep it weird?
Keep it weird!
Well, I never knew anything like that in the whole of my life.
Nice.